Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Bachelor in Paradise After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. You guys, oh my goodness, like mind blown, shook, like I don't even know how to handle it. We have so much to talk about. We have a proposal, we have breakups, and the Bachelor announcement that my DMs have been blowing up about. Guys, can't wait to talk about it all right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, I love these lights.
This music really gets me in the mood to talk about The Bachelor, you know?
I was trying to sing it last night, and my husband and I have this thing where I'm tone deaf, and I was like, wait, did I get it this time? And he was like, that was terrible. He's like, I hope you don't do that on your show. Oh. So anyway.
Is that why you
didn't sing tonight?
Held yourself back?
Yeah, that's why I held myself back. Oh my gosh, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Christina, so happy to be here. Christina Zias. And with me tonight, I have Renee Ariel.
Hey, guys.
Renee. Okay. Besides the Bachelor news, what were your initial thoughts on Bachelor in Paradise, last night's episode and tonight?
The only thing I have in my head right now is Shoshana. And being right, but we'll get to that.
being right.
Love being right.
Love being right. Always a good thing. Okay, so like, let's get into it. We have so much to talk about. You know, I will say, I think we have to start off with the announcement of The Bachelor. Last night, I was so excited watching the show. I woke up to like the angriest messages from people. And they weren't angry at me. They just knew how upset I would be about it. Guys, Colton is The Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We've seen this coming from a mile away.
No. No, Renee. Maybe you saw it coming. I saw Colton trying to make this happen from a mile away.
That's true.
But I did not, in my wildest dreams, think he stood a chance.
Okay, to be fair, I didn't think he would be Bachelor. The Bachelor exit, like his edit that he wanted so much, I've like been waiting for. I'm like, he's going to try becoming The Bachelor for so long. I was just waiting for the next exit. I'm glad he dated Tia for a few days and then decided to make the exit. But I'm bummed. I feel like ABC keeps disappointing us with bachelors that we don't care about. Like Nick Vile, who asked to wife him up? Husband him up. No one wanted this to happen. Ari. Everyone's like, who? What season was he on? Because no one cared. And now they bring in Colton, who I haven't seen anyone be like, I hope he's the Bachelor.
Well, I think hashtag not my bachelor was trending on Twitter.
Shut up.
Yeah. People aren't happy about it.
I'm one of those people.
Me too. I'm really pissed off about it. And I think that there are so many great options from Becca's season. Obviously, Blake and Jason would have made great choices. Will's.
Yeah.
I honestly would have rather watched Venmo John, even though he's been such a player this season. I would have been more interested in him. At this point, honestly, I would have taken Chris R.
Shut
over Colton. I know. But people in the chat room, I know you guys are so upset about it. I just can't wrap my head around it. I think when it comes down to it, I think that Colton is very easily manipulated, and I think he will give the producers the show that they want.
Here are my thoughts on it. I think, personally, just based on what we've seen on Becca's season in Paradise, it seems like he was very calculated. Like, it felt like with the Tia thing, when talking to Becca, that was a non-ish, and, like, it's over, but he didn't really give us any like juice or substance when explaining himself about truly anything. He seemed to be very surface level on the show. Even when he was talking about, the most vulnerable I think he got on the show was when he talked about his virginity. But even then, like, I saw red flags of the fact he lied all the time to kind of keep up with the persona he wanted to have. And honestly, it feels like he did the same thing on the Bachelor franchise. Because then, cue Colton going into Paradise, like saying he wants to explore options, whatever, and then starts dating Tia and then breaks up with her out of nowhere and says, my favorite line, I came to Paradise just for you. No, you didn't, no. Colton. No, you didn't.
I think what bothers me so much is that I just think he's so disingenuous.
He is!
And I don't care about the virgin thing, and obviously that's like a big play. I think that ABC is really trying to make it happen. I think that it's like a juicy take for them, but he just, I don't even know who Colton is.
I completely agree. I don't think he's ever let his guard down on the show. I don't think he's had an honest relationship. I think the closest thing was Becca. But even that, I don't think they really got into a deep level of any kind of relationship. I think the fact he came into Paradise and was like still not over Becca and he was in love with Becca. I don't know. I just don't know what to believe with him. And I think even though Ari... You know how we all felt about Ari when that season ended and how he handled Becca? I will say, I think a lot of us were at least happy at the or excited about the fact that he would be refreshing because he hasn't been on the show in a long time.
We've seen too much. I'm going to read some opinions from the chat
roll. Please do.
Sarah Brockle said, I think they want to play the virgin card so effing bad. Hope Lockwood said, I'm going to give him a chance. I feel bad for him. He's a little immature, but some of the Tia stuff is not his fault. I agree with that. Larissa Deacon said, I read a pretty accurate statement on Instagram, a virgin to woman, a whore to fame. That's interesting. Jennifer said, literally three seasons of Colton. And yeah, everyone's, for the most part, people are just pissed about it. Jarrett said he has the baggage that ABC wants. And then Jennifer said he doesn't want to make virginity a big deal, but that's all they seem to talk about with him. So I think it's just going to be really interesting. I think the girls are going to be very young. He's only 26 years old.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
So I think that the girls will bring the drama that we need. But honestly, when I think back to Colton, right, mm-hmm. I just don't think there's anything interesting about him that I've seen. With Tia, she's the one who, like, really kept up the conversation. She's the one that brought the entertainment value. She's the one that brought the drama. On Becca's season, like... It was, again, some Tia drama, and then everything else was, like, just followed by something that Jordan said or in reaction to Jordan. There's really nothing about Colton. Like, he seems like a good guy. He likes dogs. Like, yeah, he's a virgin. That's different. But I don't know. I'm so upset about it. And the fact that Bachelor Nation is pissed and no one wanted this, I wish they listened to the fans, you know?
Okay, I just had a thought, though, that I'm actually kind of excited about. Okay, because Colton is so disingenuous, well, that we think he is, and because he hasn't really allowed his walls to come down for any part of this show, I hope, this is my hope, and if it comes true, please replay this when this happens, that whoever he ends up picking, like if he picks a wife, that on the reunion show, she exposes him and it's like, you don't like do this, you weren't even into me, you were into it for fame. I would love that because...
Oh my gosh, you're like ready for your Colton exposed party.
Because...
before the season even like starts taping, like a month out.
Because I don't buy it. I think you can be fake on TV. I mean, Crystal tried. You can be fake on TV and you can keep up this persona, whatever. But once your fiance moves in with you, good luck. So, I mean, he can only, being the Bachelor, you can only keep it up for so long of, like, being, like, this perfect guy. So I hope it either destroys him and that becomes interesting, or maybe we'll see. And I hope, I need to be an optimist a little bit. Maybe he'll be a very genuine guy. And lets down his walls.
Do we have, I know Christine's not here. She's so super bummed about it. She'll be here next week. I'm sure you guys will get her opinions then. But we do have a video from Jeff. So we're going to share his opinions on it right now.
Who's married now? Woo, 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 woo.
Also, real quick, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So he got cut off in the first video. So it's in two parts. So just bear with us.
Okay, sounds good.
So here's the first part. It's about 2 minutes.
I was like, Jeff, we need to get your thoughts on Colton being the Bachelor.
Yeah, and he delivered. So let's find out what he has to say.
Okay.
All right, Bachelor Nation. I was just talking to Christina Zias, and she wanted me to generously contribute my opinion to your after show tonight because obviously there was some big news that was dropped. Oh, first of all, I'm Jeff. If you guys watch the Bachelorette after show, you know I'm producing in the booth and sometimes have thoughts about the show. I haven't been watching this season of Paradise, but I did find out that Colton was announced as the new Bachelor this morning, and like the rest of Bachelor Nation, I'm shocked and devastated and appalled. Obviously, all of us up until this point have been thinking either Blake or either Jason. I never thought Colton was going to be coming down the road. You will remember that I think our hosts very astutely observed that Colton was getting his Bachelor edit when he went to Chris Harrison crying about how scared he was about fantasy suites and his virginity. And that's the whole reason I'm already cringing about the fact that Colton is going to be this season's Bachelor. I think ABC is always so strange and cringy in the way that it handles issues around sex and virginity. I think sometimes the show is touting a line between a network reality show and sort of a more soapy, campy reality show. And I think issues around sex are what are most weirdly handled when that tone is being straddled. The show has always been very weird about both their male and female virgins, and I think they sort of over-prioritize and overvalue the importance of virginity in a relationship to the point where I often feel uncomfortable as an audience member when the show focuses on that. I fear already that that's going to be a huge focus of Colton's season. I can tell you I'm already dreading the way that the producers are going to handle the fantasy suite situation because, without a doubt, to me, Colton running up to Chris Harrison to talk about his sex life is in the top five most uncomfortable Bachelor moments for me ever, and I fear that that's going to be the entirety of Colton's season. I hate to say it, but I think he's kind of boring. I feel like I don't know who he is as a person, and it's tough when you feel like The Bachelor is just a blank slate of kind of innocent desperation. Mm-hmm. I'm bummed. I did not see this coming. I do not know why ABC went with this decision because it seems like none of the fans are interested. That being said, this show has been known to surprise me. Bachelors or bachelorettes I've been excited about have ended up being duds. And the opposite. Sometimes someone you think isn't going to be very interesting leads to a pretty juicy season. So I hope we see more personality from Colton. I hope we see some more confidence and security because I think it's very important that a bachelor knows who he is before going into a season. I think that was some of the issues we saw in Becca's season was she didn't go in with enough sense of security in herself to lead to a really successful season. So I hope Colton learns who he is more before going into this season. And I got to say my initial reaction.
So that's one of two. Give that a moment. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I think that obviously we can Jeff's opinions were very solid and pretty much just echoed what we were saying.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think he made so many good points about how they have focused so much of, honestly, just Colton as a whole, like, only focusing on his virginity. Because aside from that, what do we know about him?
Nothing. And definitely, the fantasy suites are going to be so cringeworthy. And just even, like, the girls talking about him being a virgin. Like, I don't want that to be a topic of conversation.
Oh, it will. Just like Ari was. They're going to talk about his virginity probably twice as much as they talked about Ari on Becca's season, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's my question, though. Because they, I mean, obviously, whenever there's a virgin on the show, they make a huge deal of it and, like, make sure we as an audience remember, like, that person hasn't had sex every time that they have one. Do you think there's going to be a lot more or, like, more than average amount of virgins on this season that are gonna, like, do you think that's gonna be, like, a thing? Like,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think that'll take away from Colton's virginity. Like, I don't think Bachelor Nation is trying to make this, like, a show for, like, you have to be a virgin to be on here. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't think that's what it is. I don't necessarily that's what they're gonna look for when they're casting girls for this season by any means.
Oh, I think they are.
You think so?
Because how producible, like, think about being a producer and then, like, for fantasy suites, could you imagine, like, the discussion of, oh my gosh, two virgins, one fantasy suite, like, what's gonna happen? And then, like, the girls talking about how they're both virgins and, like, what are they gonna, it makes for drama. It does.
I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I want to talk about Mike Fleiss's tweet this morning.
Oh.
Because obviously, you know, he came out on Good Morning America. We found out that Colton was the Bachelor. Bachelor Nation flipped out. And Mike Fleiss tweeted, "We hear you, #BachelorNation.
What?
So I'm assuming that's in response to everyone's negative thoughts. But, like, hello, you were listening all summer long. You know what I mean?
Wait.
And Trevor, I want to know what you guys think about his tweet.
What do you think that means?
We hear you? I think it means we hear you. We don't care. Colton will give us those ad sales. You guys are still going to tune in. I think that's what that means.
What if they did the thing that they did on Kristen's season? Kristen and what's her name? Where they had a double...
Caitlin Bristow?
Caitlin! Oh, my God. Kristen. Clearly, I'm thinking about tonight's episode. What if they did, like, a double Bachelor? I would love that. If it was Jason, it would be, like...
That would be interesting.
Jason would be the Bachelor.
I would be here for that. But anyways, I guess one thing I want to take away from what Jeff said that I thought was really interesting was that he really hopes that Colton takes this time to figure out who he is And getting into last night's episode of Bachelor in Paradise, obviously Tia and Colton broke up. And that was something that she kept saying, like, you need to, like, figure things out because you can't do this to another woman. And yeah. I think Colton really doesn't know who he is. I don't know if it's something to do with his age or his insecurities. But fine, like, if he is going to be our Bachelor, I hope it's a great season. And I hope that he tries to, like, figure some stuff out. Like, what's going on? Like, where do all these insecurities come from?
I just think when you already are, like, clearly dealing with a lot of insecurities with who you are, what you want, and everything, it's not the best idea to, like, be like, I'm going to find my wife in 3 months. You know? Like, why would that be your next idea? I mean, clearly that's what he wanted from the start. But, like, I think he's forgetting that this process may get him more fame, may get him more brand deals, but it also will get him a wife, potentially.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe remember that, Colton, that's part of the deal.
Do you think that Colton actually wants to find someone?
No!
You don't.
No, he doesn't. Like, we all want to find someone, but it's like Eric tonight, which I know we'll get to. Eric is not nowhere near ready to be Bachelor. However, I think he would do a better job being the Bachelor than Colton. And clearly, he has commitment issues. Colton can't commit, even in, like, the smaller sense. He couldn't even be with Tia. What were they with Tia for, like,
okay,
a week?
Here, this is the only thing I have to say in defense of Colton.
Okay.
With the whole Tia situation.
Okay.
Maybe he just is not into Tia.
But and he this went is, to paradise for Tia.
Okay, that's BS, okay? Obviously, that's bullshit. But maybe he's just not into Tia and he got thrown into paradise. Maybe he was, like, hopeful that there'd be someone for him in paradise. And as soon as he got there, Tia made it very clear that it's either me or you go home. So Tia did put him in a very difficult situation. He's like, okay, obviously I have no other options. No other girl wants to talk to me because, like, Tia just cock-blocked the shit out of me.
Yeah,
excuse my language. And so pretty much he was like, you know what, let me just give this a shot. So he had no other options. So, and then obviously Becca broke up with him.
No, because, I don't know if you remember, and I actually don't even remember, chat roll, help us. One of the girls did pull him aside and he was like, I'm with Tia, we're happy. Like,
and but that was after he decided to commit to Tia.
That was, you realize, and you...
Okay, it was a day later.
For us, yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, we think, because it's week to week for us for Paradise when we watch it, mm-hmm. but it's like, all this happened, like, a couple days prior. So he was in, like, the probably the actual length of Tia and Colton's relationship, when he called her his girlfriend. Do you know what relationships last a week? Middle school relationships. When you are an adult, also ready to, like, get married, you don't call someone your girlfriend and then dump them a week later because you're not feeling it. You don't even drop the G word then.
Yeah.
Like, he's so immature.
No, I do think he's immature. And I think that it was definitely, I don't think Paradise showed him in the best light. And I think a lot of that is just because maybe he wasn't ready for it. Maybe it was too soon after Becca's season. I think he just really wasn't into Tia and he felt like he had to be forced to be with her. And I feel like he obviously doesn't handle pressure well because, if anything, he should have just stuck up for himself from the very beginning and been like, listen, Tia, like, I think you're a great woman. I hope for the best for you. I just don't think I'm the right person for you and I don't think you're the right person for me. I do want to find love and hopefully there's someone else here for me. And I do believe that he wants to be with someone.
But then why make a date and then call her your, say, I want to be your boyfriend? That's the thing. Like, yeah. I don't buy him at all. To be honest, I think the editors were nice to Colton. I don't think they put him in a bad light. Did they ever put him in where he should have been for editing of, like, what is this guy even doing? He doesn't know what he wants. No, they tried making him look good. It's just hard to make someone look good. That's not good and not being genuine. But we really should get into this episode.
Yeah, let's get into it. So, obviously, okay, Tia and Colton break up. They both go home. The only thing I want to say about this is that Tia was so shocked because, like, she should have seen this coming from the very beginning. Even her good friend Raven was like, girl, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think to be, but honestly, and I hate that I'm saying this, but in Tia's defense, words I did not think that would come out of my mouth.
Yes.
I think I would also be confused if he had just told me that he wanted to be my boyfriend. Like, that's what throws me off the most. If that didn't happen, if that date didn't happen, and they didn't build up as much as they did, I'd be like, yeah, she should have known. He was never sure. But when you make that commitment of, like, I want to put a label on it and make this work outside of paradise, you have to be sure in your head. But he was fake. Also, during that rose ceremony, right before the rose ceremony, can I just say my other prediction came true but didn't work out about the producers throwing Chelsea a bone? Like, trying so hard.
Trying so hard.
They tried. They gave her a Jordan, and unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Well, we saw a bunch of new people in last night's episode because we also had Shoshana come in.
Yep.
And we had Kristen, and they had a double date with Shoshana took Camille, and Kristen took John.
Yep.
Okay, so Shoshana is really beautiful. And
gorgeous.
Right off the bat, I was like, I just didn't believe Annalise and Camille. I was like, no way is like Camille actually into Annalise. I just didn't think it. And so I thought that they'd come back from that day and Camille would automatically be with Shoshana. So I was impressed and happy that he stood up for his relationship. Obviously, he wasn't into Shoshana.
Yeah, honestly, I had a hard time at first when I heard him like talking about Annalise. But I think it's more of like a language barrier as opposed to him trying to like friend zone her because he kept referring to their relationship as a friendship.
Totally.
But I want to say, I want to get your guys' thoughts because I think what he meant by that is like they're not like boyfriend and girlfriend yet. Like they're not in a full-blown romantic relationship yet or they weren't at the time. So they were still exploring other options. And what else would you call that? So I think that's why, because I think Chelsea misunderstood. I don't think Chelsea was doing really wrong by Annalise telling her what happened. And even like with Shoshana, he gave her the idea like he's open to dating because I think he was, and now he's not.
He's not. We also saw Astrid and Kevin finally go out on a date. Astrid said that she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
That was really sweet to see. I think that they're a really strong couple, and I could see them really lasting out of anyone else here. Obviously, Annalise was freaking out about the whole Chelsea situation, and then there was an Eric, Cassandra, Angela triangle. Were you surprised to see Eric come back from that date with Cassandra and just be totally over Angela?
Well, clearly, as we find out later, he wasn't. But no, because he flipped like that. Listen, Eric, love you. You were great having you in the studio, but like romantically with this situation.
He handled it very poorly.
He was a douche. Like he was a douche. Was I surprised that after like acting like Angela was crazy for thinking he wouldn't go on a date when he said he wouldn't? Like he was, I easily saw him just being like withdrawn from any romantic feelings with Angela and like moved on to like the grass is greener, the next girl that comes in that he thinks is hot.
The only thing I don't understand is why a lot of these people, when things don't work out, they automatically send themselves home. Because you never know. Like, you're still on vacation. Why don't you just hang out, have fun with your friends? You never know who's going to walk in next. Like, Angela, I feel like she could have stayed. Maybe she would have liked Jordan.
What do you mean Angela could have stayed? She was sent home.
Oh, that's right. She didn't get the rose.
Eric sent himself home.
Okay, yeah. Eric sent himself home.
I think he... Okay, this is my Eric theory. Okay. And I think we'll find this out in the reunion. I think he thought that his... it's like the Ari situations. Oh, my God. I can't talk today, you guys. The Ari situation where the time for him getting back with Lauren was going downhill if he didn't act quick. So I think even though Eric was saying, like, he wasn't actually... saying out loud blatantly that he misses Angela and made a mistake. He was hinting at that, and I think he's going to leave Paradise and hop in those DMs.
I think so, too. Mag, not Marge, 18, in the chat room said, Eric made me so mad with us since Angela left. Like, no, Eric, you sent her home. And I honestly think he influenced my opinion because I was like, oh, no, Angela went home, too. I think after watching tonight's episode, I was like, yeah, I mean, she just left.
Are you chasing the cheese?
I still don't understand that. Okay, so let's talk about the rose ceremony. We had guys gave roses. Kevin gave it to Astrid, Jordan obviously to Jenna, Chris to Crystal, Joe to Kendall, Eric to Cassandra, Jordan to Shoshana, John to Olivia, and Camille to Annalise. Were there any shockers for you?
Nope. Really none. I mean, I guess we could say the Jordan M, I think that's what his last name starts with.
Kiwi Jordan?
Kiwi Jordan, that he gave it to Shoshana because, I don't know, I felt like him and Chelsea could have had something, and I was truly rooting for Chelsea, want her to find a man.
But I think that Jordan is truly there just to have a good time and have fun.
He said that.
Right, exactly, a million times. And I think that he probably was like, okay, Chelsea has, like, a kid back home. There's,
true,
like, more things. Like, I don't want to keep her here if it's not going to ever be anything, you know?
Yeah, and Angela was already, like, upset dealing with something. Shoshana was, he thought, baggage-free, but little did he know.
Little did he know. So Kristen, Chelsea, and Angela went home. I think the highlight for me, obviously, last night's episode was the proposal.
Yes!
Ashley, I, and Jared got engaged.
That was very, very sweet. I'm happy that they did it in Paradise. All the feels. But mostly jealous that Rob Thomas sent him a video message because I don't know if you guys know this, I'm obsessed with Rob Thomas as well, and that's like my dream.
That is so funny. I am not obsessed with him, but I was very happy for Jared in that moment because I know how obsessed he is. And it was just so sweet. I honestly did think at first they were there just to give a date card. I mean, I knew they were going to get engaged, but I bought it. I bought it. I was like, okay, like, do you think Ashley was fooled?
What,
or do you think she had it? She knew it was coming.
It's TV. There's no way she didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, it with television, I think everything's so produced that, like, there's no way someone actually comes and, like, can be surprised like that. But who knows? I mean, we'd have to ask Ashley herself and ask if she was truly, truly surprised in that moment. But nonetheless, it was so cute and so sweet. And I think gave everyone out there a little more faith in love.
Absolutely. That, and then tonight we saw Jade and Tanner.
Oh, I was like, who are you going to use from this episode? We saw Shoshana and Camille. Really gave us hope.
Yeah, exactly. We saw Jade and Tanner, and we saw Carly and Evan, and they came back. Obviously, they're both happy married couples with children. I think that was something else. It was funny seeing them back because I think Colton and, I mean, Jared and Ashley gave a lot of hope that people can get engaged at the end of this. And I think Jaden Tanner and Carly and Evan scared people a lot.
Yeah, drop the reality
They're
bomb.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
You want kids? You want this
life? This is what it's going to be like. So they were interviewing the couples to see who deserved the date the most. I was kind of shocked that Joe and Kendall got it because, I don't know, their interactions didn't seem as strong to me as some of the other couples.
Yeah, 100%. I just think the producers thought that would be funniest.
Yeah, I think so too.
And it was. Honestly, every episode, I love Joe more and more. Every episode. I think he's so cute, so sweet. But also, I still don't 100% believe in Kendall and Joe's relationship. And not even because of their connection that we see, not because of interactions, simply because Kendall was so quick to bounce the second she felt more strongly about someone else, even physically,
totally,
just off the bat. And I think that's not a good sign. But I will say, guys, and this I swear this isn't a spoiler, I've been stalking Joe naturally and Kendall on Instagram, and Joe was just in LA, and it could be for the reunion, but I swear he was out with Kendall, and I think they're still together.
He was. Oh my gosh, I'm so upset. I forgot who sent it to me. Someone said that they saw Joe, Kendall, and Chris at the Santa Monica Pier.
What?
Yeah.
The three of them?
And they said that Kendall and Joe didn't seem like they were in a relationship, but who knows? There's someone else there.
Plot twist, Chris and Kendall get together. Could you imagine?
I was telling Renee this while we were watching the show together tonight. After there was the whole, like, babysitting situation, they went on to the beach and they had some romantic alone time. And the chemistry between Kendall and Joe just does not seem to be there. Even, like, the way they were, like, making out. And obviously, it's kind of weird to, like, watch people make out and to judge and scrutinize their kissing. But I just felt like there was obviously a lot of passion with her and Leo, like, right off the bat. And if you're going to compare at least physical attraction or physical chemistry, it's just not there with her and Joe.
It's definitely not. But honestly, like, I think they'll end up being friends. I just, poor Joe's little heart. I don't know. I don't buy their relationship. On Kendall's end, I think Joe's so in it with her. But I think Kendall thinks she is right now. But she's not. Like, once they get back into the real world, and the first guy she finds who she truly has that connection with and is, has that attraction, she's going to leave Joe.
Yeah, I definitely agree, too. I just don't see it happening at all.
But you know what I also don't see happening at all?
What?
Shoshana and Camille. That was the best. Okay, listen. Bachelor, you got me. You got Paradise, I loved this. Great job. Really good producing. This was crazy. I thought it was editing, and it's not editing. Like, I truly think this was just one of those situations that makes us all uncomfortable watching it.
It was so uncomfortable, mostly because Okay, I was uncomfortable on so many different levels. One, obviously, Shoshana just wants what she can't have.
Oh!
Flat out.
What also, makes you think that?
Camille is like, I just still don't believe that he's super into Annalise either. And Annalise just like, I feel bad because I'm sure she is such a great person, but she just like reeks of desperation.
Okay, I need to bring something up. So
bring this up.
I know you guys know I like defended Annalise last week, still defending her this week. And she posted something and made me so sad, like a conversation with her best friend on, I don't know why I said her best. Oh, she does say best friend on here. It's not an assumption. A conversation, and her friend goes, you wear your heart on your sleeve. That's you. That's not desperation. It's openness and kindness. And I believe her on that. She goes on to say she's a wonderful person. Listen, like, you want to find, everyone's there to find love. Everyone's there to, like, get a rose and stay week after week, whether you're more blunt about it or you hide in the corner like Chelsea did and, like, get, like, sympathy roses from David each week so they can stay, like, whatever. Like, I think Annalise keeps putting herself out there, and I think that's brave to do because I don't think my confidence is high enough to do that week after week, especially being rejected twice like that.
Okay, fine. I can agree with that. That is admirable, right?
Yes. I like Annalise a lot. I think she is one of the most genuine people on the show right now.
She probably is. However, it still is, like, cringeworthy to watch her say, I think Camille and I are going to get engaged. Like, I would say yes. I definitely expect a proposal at the end of this.
In the promo.
No, in last night's episode. And then today, Camille was like, oh, yeah, I just want to slow things down in our relationship. And even Carly and Evan, when they were talking to them, they're like, oh, like, you could tell Annalise just wants to make this happen so badly, and he's just trying to slow things down.
I think, but at the same time, I mean, if we look at past couples on the show that have worked out, like, mm-hmm. It doesn't shock me. I'm sure Camille says certain things to her that makes her believe that they may work out, but then also has his hesitations that confuses her. So I will say we don't, like, know their relationship. I will say with, like, the Shoshana and Camille situation, even though, yes, maybe we weren't on the date, like, Camille's made it very clear to everyone by his actions and words he's not interested. But with Annalise, even though he does want to slow down and make sure they don't move too fast, he's clearly very into her. He called her his girl this episode. Like, I think he is into her. I don't know exactly how much, but to the point where he wants to just be with her for the remainder of the show, at least.
Okay, I think Cheyenne here in the chat room said, the problem isn't that she keeps putting herself out there. It's that she immediately says there's ready for marriage after 3 minutes with every single guy.
That's not true.
Yes, I think that's extremely accurate.
She didn't do that with Kenny or Jordan. And she waited with Jordan. She was, like, very hesitant until finally she bought into it. Like, a guy that keeps courting you and then you're like, fine. And then you're into it and then he bounces. Kenny, yeah, they had, like, that relationship. But she didn't say to Kenny, what would have been desperate is saying to Kenny, like, can we go after this show? Can we, like, still be together? She didn't do that. She hasn't done that with anyone. With Camille's the first time she said that she really feels something long-term with this person. Also, be mindful that, like, producers are asking you questions that are like, could you see yourself getting engaged after this? Okay. She's not just saying.
All right guys. Renee's on the Annalise defense.
I am. I love Annalise.
Okay, I appreciate that. I think Annalise needs someone like you in her corner. Also on tonight's episode, we saw Chris and Crystal get to go on a date.
Yeah.
Their relationship has really evolved. It was really sweet when they were dancing on water. I was like, oh, okay. They both said, I love you. So I think they're a couple that can get engaged at the end of this.
Yeah, there's two couples that feel very, like, RIL couples. It's Chris and Crystal and Astrid and Kevin. I love Jordan and Jenna, but they are made for TV. So, like, the two couples that I don't like to watch on screen because it's so boring and real are Chris, Crystal, Astrid, and Kevin.
Okay, well, then, on that note, I think we should get into our sink or swim.
Let's do it.
Sink or swim segment where we decide whether a couple is going to make it or if they are going to stay in paradise in a nasty shipwreck. I don't know. I think that's what's going to happen to a lot of these couples.
Great segue. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so first we have a newer couple, Jordan M. and Cassandra.
I am going to sink them. Definitely. They're just there
for fun.
100%.
Shoshana and Camille.
Sink so hard.
Shoshana and Jordan M.
Sink. I almost feel bad for her. I don't know what she did wrong to get such a bad edit both times. Do you think she's just crazy?
You think it's an edit?
Okay. I rest my case. Girl, you think she's just crazy?
I thought maybe there was more going on. But even when Annalise went to talk to her, and first she was nice. And then she's like, I'm going to talk to who I want to talk to.
No, she wasn't nice. She was like, do we have to?
No, not Shoshana. Annalise was nice. Oh, yeah, can we talk? Like, I think, like, you're just, you know, misreading things.
Yeah.
And then Shoshana was, first of all, wait, one thing I need to drop. Shoshana, be respectful and stop calling Annalise the blonde girl.
Totally.
It's so rude.
It's so rude. Like, so rude.
I have no sympathy for Shoshana because she's just rude. And she's clearly not taking no for an answer for anyone, which is honestly disrespectful to Camille, who is rejecting her, disrespectful to Annalise, who she won't even call her by her name. So honestly, Shoshana, you're getting the edit that you deserve. Okay, moving on. Astrid and Kevin, swim.
Swim, definitely.
Camille and Annalise, sink.
Sink.
Eventually.
Like next week.
Like after the show ends. John and Olivia.
Sink. I can't believe what a player John has been.
He's a secret player. He's a soft boy. I think that's what they call
them. A playboy, a softboy boy?
No. Like they have like fuck boys, and then they have soft boys. They like play with your emotions, but more like they make you think that they're like so like sensitive.
Oh my gosh, I just took it to a different. Go on.
Jenna and Jordan. Swim.
I really hope that they make it.
I want a reality show with them. I think they're so cute.
Oh my gosh, I want a proposal.
Yes. Crystal and Chris. Swim.
Swim, definitely.
And last, Joe and Kendall.
Sink.
I think they're eventually going to sink. I think it might be a situation like the couple from Bachelor Winter Games where they date for a bit after the show ends. They plan on like living together and then...
Nothing happens.
Yep.
Okay, we have a little bit of news and gossip, and I don't know if this is... just a spoiler. I don't know if this is like official, but it's been all over the internet. Have you heard that Grocery Store Joe will be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars? Please get a close up on Renee right now. Jaw dropped. Yes.
Oh my God, that's my dream.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so happy for him.
I mean, that's according to Daily Mail, Life and Style Weekly. Everyone's kind of talking about it. I think Reality Steve is the one who leaked this information, so we don't know how true it actually is. But I think it's something interesting. I mean, good for Grocery Store Joe. This is how you do night one elimination, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what makes me die, is just knowing. He probably went home that night being like, well, this is going to be so embarrassing. Nothing's going to come of that. 100%. Meanwhile, becomes like America's heartthrob.
Oh my gosh. And do you believe that Bachelor in Paradise, the finale is next week?
I thought it was going into October.
I thought so, too. I was so shocked and also very disappointed.
Oh, by the way, like, Diggy's there now. I guess we can mention that, but, like...
He'll be gone.
Yeah. It's like, at this point, when new people come, it's like, it's just a ticking time bomb.
I know. I feel so bad for the new people that come in.
It's like when the twins... I'll never forget when the twins came in.
Oh, yeah. That was that? So bad.
So sad. But I don't know, you guys. Wow, what an episode.
Guys, I am so, so sad. I'm happy, but I'm sad. I'm going to be missing the finale next week.
What?
Yes. You know, I love talking about Bachelor in Paradise. I wish I could have planned things differently, but I thought the show was going longer. I am planning my own Bachelor-esque fantasy date.
Stop it. What are you doing?
So it's mine and my husband's one-year anniversary.
Aww.
I'm super excited. We're going to the Amalfi Coast.
Ooh.
And we're staying at, like, one of those gorgeous resorts on the cliffside. We're staying at this place called Casa Angelina, which has been, like, my dream hotel. So, anyways, I'm so excited about it. I'm going to be bummed not to talk about Bachelor in Paradise with you guys next week. But I hope you follow along on my romantic bachelor-esque journey.
Yeah, you better post all the pictures.
I'm going to post all the pictures, all the blogs, all the videos. I got a drone. It's going to be good.
Drone?
I got a drone. I'm so excited about all the content to create.
I love it.
And yeah, since we talk about love on this show, obviously I love sharing my love story as well. So thanks, you guys. You can follow me along on social media at Miss Zias and my blog, MissZias.com. I'll obviously still be talking about Bachelor in Paradise, Colton, and my one-year anniversary trip. Renee, where can they find you?
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Yay, check it out. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
to watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.